want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to Monday. I hope you had a great day and that you are planning on having a wonderful, wonderful day. So today is a day when we're going to find out some interesting news, and we're excited about that. And I will tell you this also from a personal standpoint, because there may be people out there that are like a person that I knew, and this is a day that you do not relish, because you're not in a relationship with somebody, and they literally couldn't stand Valentine's Day until they met someone. And so if you're out there today and this day, you know, is a reminder of what you do not have, I want to remind you that you have the lover of your soul who is in charge of your footsteps, and that he will lead you and guide you. And it can happen quickly. It can happen in the most unexpected ways that could ever imagine. So just fix your eyes on him. And there was a time when I had embraced the fact that I was going to be single. I was like, yep. They told me when I wasn't married by the time I graduated college, that meant I was going to be single for Jesus. And I didn't enjoy being single, but there came a time where I was like, you know what? I am just going to enjoy the season that God has given to me. And God, whatever you have in store for me is what I want to embrace. And whenever I stopped, seeking the result and started seeking God, who was able to change the result, then all of a sudden the timing factor. I know people that were always trying to make things happen in their flesh, and what they really needed to do was just bide their time and wait for God, because God was doing a work in their spouse. Your spouse may not even be saved. Your future spouse may not even be saved yet. God's still working on them to bring them to faith in Jesus, and then they've got to have time to grow, and then they've got to have time to embrace the call of God in their life. And it may just be a timing issue. Don't do like Abram and Sarah and try and press the matter. Just trust God in the timing of it, and he does all things well. I remind you, he does all things well. So if you are in a relationship, if your husband and wife, I want to encourage you, celebrate what God has given to you, and cherish that, because I know a lot of people who over the past couple of years found their spouse being promoted to glory, and they don't get the opportunity to celebrate that anymore. So I just want to encourage you, celebrate while you can celebrate. Amen? Amen. So I'll amen myself there. Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 23. We're going to focus on one verse today. And Proverbs 23:23 says, "Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding." We live in a society that has transformed from a cash-only society to an instant gratification society, to where you buy something and you may not have the money for that, and so you are in debt. I know people who do not have much in the way of financial resources, but they also do not have much in the way of debt. And so if you looked at the financial balance sheet, even though the appearance is that they do not have much, they are actually in better financial shape than some people who live in the biggest and fanciest houses and drive the biggest and fanciest cars and have all of the toys that man can offer and belong to the elite clubs, and in their budget is in worse shape than the person who's driving an old beater car and they own everything else that they've got. So, you know, Merit Assembly of God, at one point in time, we had a negative, we were bankrupt, and we didn't have anything. So we had to be bailed out financially, and then we paid that back until we got to a balance, and they said, you know what, you've done such a great job paying it off, we're just going to write this off. Well, we, over the past 25 plus years, have said we don't ever want to find ourselves in that position again. And I've recognized during my ministry that every church, no matter how large, no matter how small, is one stupid decision away from being empty. It is one stupid decision away from being bankrupt or not having enough income to come in. And so I've set out to say, God, I don't want to make any stupid decisions. And so everything that we pay for or purchase, it's paid for as soon as the bill comes in. Here, we are told to buy the truth. That means that we are, I was saying, did you know that you can buy things, but it may not be a financial transaction. It may be an investment in your time. And so it is a designation or an exchange of resources for a particular item or a particular product. In this case, what we are talking about is the truth of God. Many years ago, I heard this statement, the Bible is not just for preaching, it is for living. There are principles of life that are in the Word of God, and you and I should be willing to designate either the money or the time, whatever is necessary, to get the resources of truth, the benefit of truth. It says, buy the truth, and the truth is that which is firm, it is faithful, it's true, it's reliable, it's sure, it's stable, it is continual, and it is peace. That's the truth of God. With the internet, you have access to the information that people are learning in colleges where they're paying tens of thousands of dollars a year. Just to have somebody put them on a time schedule and a time crunch and demand that they learn the information. What if you didn't part with the financial resources, but instead you invested your time? And instead of you having a teacher that set aside the schedule for you, you said, I'm going to set aside the schedule. I remember when I was in college that my roommate's father sent him a letter, and he says, if you will invest an hour a day in a particular subject matter, within 3 or 4 years, you will be one of the world's foremost authorities on that particular subject matter. I never forgot that letter. That letter wasn't written to me. It was written to him. He's the one that shared it with me. And so I want to ask you, as you are seeking truth, are you willing to invest in truth? Are you willing to invest in the Bible program that may help you to understand the Word of God better? Are you willing to put in the time in the Word of God and the time in prayer to understand the truth, not just from an intellectual standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint? We are living in a day and time where truth is being defined as what we are being told, whether it is actually factual or not. So what do you do? I was having this conversation before we came on the air this morning. There were some people in the lobby and like, who do you believe? Who do you believe? Well, I may not be able to know which humans to believe, but I can thin the crowd out. And that is, if I know that they're lying, if the declaration that they are making does not line up with the facts, then I can eliminate them as being a source of truth. So I don't need to avail myself of that. So instead of investing my time or my brain power in their errant philosophy, I'm going to avail myself to people that say, okay, this is where we are. So, and that's, you know, it does take the gift of discernment. So by the truth, there needs to be an investment, and the only person that can make that investment is you. I know that a lot of people go to school on scholarships, but I've known people because they didn't, the scholarship came from somebody else. They ended up losing the scholarship because they didn't appreciate, or they did not match the investment another person was willing to make in them with the investment of their own time, their own focus, and their own energy. And, you know, to go from a full ride scholarship to no scholarship, that's a pretty substantial drop. So buy the truth and do not sell it. So the truth is best appreciated the earlier you get it in your life, not the latest that you can get it. There is this false philosophy that says, I'm going to go out, I am going to enjoy the world, I'm going to enjoy all that the world has to offer, and then at the end of my life, I am going to come and I'm going to give my heart to Jesus, and I'm going to give him the feeble scraps of what is left in my life. Don't try and play God. Play with God. The scripture says this, God is not mocked. You try and scheme against him, and I will tell you that he is on to your scheme. I've known people that have told me, they said, you know, this is where I was, and I thought that I could wander into enemy territory and then I could just wander back out, and I found that the journey back to faith was much harder than what I thought it was going to be. Thank God, by the grace of God, I made it. Buy the truth and do not sell it. And then it says this, that along with truth, do the same thing for wisdom and instruction and understanding. Wisdom, I want you to know, is a gift from God. Okay, there are two types of wisdom. There is the wisdom of this world, and there is the wisdom from God, and the wisdom from God is superior to the wisdom of man. There's wisdom that I read several years ago on a news site, and it said, you know, the mindset that do not let the sun go down on your wrath, that's pretty much gone by the wayside. We now realize that you can ignore that principle, and you can, you know, you'll be just fine. In fact, you'll be better off for it. Well, the Bible says don't do that. It says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And I will tell you, you do not want the seeds of bitterness to grow. You want to deal with things when they're very, very young. I saw on a news article recently that the authorities had ended up at a house and they found a caiman, I believe it was a caiman, that was living in the backyard swimming pool. And it was about 5 to 6 feet long. And I tell you what I don't want to be wrestling with, a 5 to 6 foot long caiman. I don't want a caiman is like an alligator. They're pretty prevalent down in South America and possibly Central America. But you don't want to be wrestling with those things when they get to be full grown. Deal with them when they're small. If you've got a problem with your spouse, you know, deal with it when it's a small issue, not when it is a big issue. So I know it's Valentine's Day, so don't let the little things become big things. You know, the Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So make sure that you handle those things. So wisdom says I want to treat my wife better than any other man could, and we're going to keep temptation at bay because we're going to treat each other so good that there's no reason to look anywhere else. And I think that is a wise course. Wisdom is its skill. Wisdom is the administration of ethical and religious wisdom. It says, okay, this is how you administer this. This is how you take this knowledge and you utilize it to serve others. My son is taking a college course, and he had to contact the administration, and he said, I'm taking this course on such and such subject matter, but the professor in this is violating the principles of the course. In other words, they knew the information, they knew how to answer the questions, but they really weren't doing too much in the service of that. And there was a problem. Wisdom says, not only do I know the truth, but I know how to live the truth so that it benefits other people. Wisdom is a divine attribute. It is part of the nature of God, and therefore the best place to get truth and the best place to get wisdom is from God. It is from God. The second thing that it talks about here is that we are all, or not only are we supposed to buy the truth and not sell it, but and also wisdom and not sell it, but we are also supposed to buy instruction and not sell it. So like I was talking about, people go to colleges and they pay all these money for classes, and sometimes they end up at schools known as party universities where there's more about the social side of college than there is the educational side. When I looked up the meaning of the word instruction here, it said that the instruction that's being talked about here was moral discipline. Moral discipline. Morality is something that is under assault. You know, today is Valentine's Day. I'm not endorsing this. I'm not condoning it. I'm trying to do everything I can to stop it. But I can tell you, because of the society that we live in, that there is in 2022, today on Valentine's Day, there are going to be thousands or millions of people who are going to conduct themselves on this day with a lack of moral discipline. Okay? We don't like discipline. You know, I knew this person one time, and they were having problems with a family member, and they said, "Well, I'm going to show you. I'm going to go out and join the military." And it's like, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm going to go and get somebody to tell me exactly what to do, when I'm going to go to bed, when I'm going to get up, what I'm going to do for a living, when I'm going to eat, what I'm going to eat. And it's like, well, if that's what you need to get the discipline, but God wants to get us to the place where We are internally driven for discipline, not externally motivated for discipline. By that I mean where you have somebody outside that is trying to entice you or get you to go along with the process so that you gain the instruction. You know, those instruction reminds me of that booklet that they put in all of those things that we buy and all of us tend to ignore when it comes to putting things together. So late last year, in the latter part of last year, I purchased something, and it was a substantial assembly process. And believe it or not, that was a time where I read the instructions and I looked at the pictures and I did my best to understand the way it went together. I even went to YouTube and watched other people that were supposed to show it. And you know what they did? They showed it in the box, and then they showed it after they put it together, and they didn't show me the steps in between. And in spite of all of my best efforts, there were times that I looked and said, you know what? I got to take that apart, and I got to put it back together again. Here, Solomon writes, buy the truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom from heaven, and do not sell it. And buy instruction, which you have the discipline in your life that you're not going to do yourself any moral harm, and you're not going to do moral harm for others. So, you know, church fellowship dinners are something that we have loved at Merit Assembly of God. And you go in, I tell the story of the first time that I ever decided to go on a fast was in November. And God said, go on a fast. And I went on a fast, and I got to work that day, and they were having a church, or not a church dinner, but a work Thanksgiving dinner. And they said, come on back. You know, we got the stock room all set up, and do you want some of this? And I said, no. And I wasn't making a big deal out of it. I just declined. And because of the fact they knew I was a Christian, one of them said, are you fasting? And I was. Well, a lot of times you can go to and say, you know what? In the interest of my health, I better not do that. And then all of a sudden you go someplace and somebody's got your favorite food that is sitting out there, and you say, ooh, look at that, my favorite food. And then all of a sudden you set aside the discipline. You know, I'm not just saying other people do that. I'm saying I've done that. So we need instruction. And the last thing it says here is that we buy the truth and don't sell it. We buy wisdom and don't sell it. And we buy instruction, we don't sell that. But we also see that partnered with all of those is understanding. Understanding is the object of knowledge when truth has been communicated and accepted. So when there is a classroom setting, there is a teacher that is assigned the responsibility of communicating the subject matter of the class. And, you know, there can be teachers who go up there and their presentations are just as true, just as factual as they could be. But it is done in such a way that no one really or very few pay attention to such an extent that they absorb the information, that they grab the understanding of it. There were a lot of classes I took in college that I had a grasp of the subject matter well enough to pass the test, but it didn't manifest itself in any understanding with the way that I lived my life. I believe that my responsibility here on the radio is to present the information in such a way that you will grab hold of it and say, I think I understand what he's trying to say. That more than a new car, more than a new clothes, more than, you know, going out to lunch today. What I need to do is I need to make my spiritual life a priority in such a way that I'm going to be able to live my life the way God wants me to, and I'm going to be able to live it in truth. I'm going to be able to live in godly wisdom. I'm going to be able to live an instructed, a disciplined life, and I'm going to be able to live with a adequate grasp and understanding of what God says so that I can communicate it to others. I was on the phone call, on a phone call with a person a couple of weeks ago, and he said, I know what tribe I'm not from. I'm not from the tribe of Issachar because I don't understand the times that I'm living in. And I was like, you know, that's a very interesting statement because there's so much craziness that is going on. And you know, we say, how does that group of people get to that conclusion that is so radically different from the conclusion of what I get from the ascertainment of facts? And I will tell you what I conclude, and it goes back to Friday's broadcast, is that there's the spirit of truth, there's the spirit of error. One is utilized by the spirit of the living God, and the other is utilized by deceiving spirits that is trying to deceive the mass of humanity. So, you know, do I understand everything that's going on? No. But I can tell you this, from the Word of God, I understand that God gives us a peace that passes understanding. When I do not have all of the facts, when I do not understand everything that God is doing, I trust Him. I trust Him that He does all things well. He doesn't just begin a good work, He completes it. Okay, the devil spends much of his time trying to get us not to trust God, not to trust Him for our salvation, not to trust Him for our finances, not to trust Him for our families. But I want you to know that the God of the Bible is a God you can trust. If you plan on living with Him for all of eternity and you're trusting Him for all of eternity, you can trust Him here and now. He is the lover of your soul. Don't just think about today from an earthly love standpoint. Think about it from your Heavenly Father, that He loves you. And have a great Valentine's Day. We see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is love.
This is love.